Welcome to episode 82, Tales from the Dropbox. Got a little bit of everything today, I think you'll see, as we open up the show with Olympia. The song's called Smoke Signals. It's from the record Self-Talk, which came out on April 29th of 2016 on EMI Australia. Took me a while to find that. Olympia's real name is Olivia Bartlett. That's from her debut LP, and that's a really good record, really strong, and you should try to dig that out. I'm not sure if there's vinyl available, because as you know, Mr. Belding's a vinyl collector, but there's something special in her voice. I'm not sure what it is, really like it. And then we followed that up with Zola Blood, a song called Silhouette, from the record Infinite Games, which came out on Pond Life Records on May 26th this year. It's their debut LP. They had this excellent EP in 2014 called Meridian, which was kind of this basic indie electronica. But as you can see from Silhouette, they've kind of picked up their game a little bit. It's a little polished in places, but still a worthy LP. Definitely Tales from the Dropbox worthy, but probably Dropbox worthy as well. So those of you that know, you know where to get that. Coming up next is something out of Denmark, a little different. This is called Skin Tight Shoes from the band Nicotine Nerves.
Tight heights, and I
You've got the power, you're the man of the hour. I guess I am. This is the Harrisons. The song's called Man of the Hour. It's from the record No Fighting in the War Room, which was released on Melodic Records on June 11th, 2007. Those guys arose at the same time as the Arctic Monkeys and Milburn, but they split up 1 week before the album was released. So think about it. Just timing, knowledge, coincidence. What makes you great? What makes you a footnote in history? Anyway, really good song. Before that, we played The Winter Passing. The song's called Paper Rabbit. It's from their Double Exposure EP, which came out on April 21st on 6131 Records in the U.S., Big Scary Monsters in the U.K. Those guys are an Irish garage punk rock act, brother and sisters, Rob and Kate Flynn. They make a record that sounds like it came right out of the Midwest, right out of Chicago. Really enjoyed that record. And then before that, we heard the Nicotine Nerves. The song's called Skin Tight Shoes from their self-titled debut EP. It was originally released as a Name Your Price on Bandcamp, and that's what it is now. But earlier this year, on May 5th, got a vinyl release on Middle Ear Records on Orange Marble Vinyl. I don't know much about them because there's not a lot written about them, other than they're a garage rock duo out of Denmark. Anyway, record's really good. Find that. Coming up next, one of my favorite bands. This is White Reaper, and the song is called Party Next Door.
Yeah!
And there you have the Ravenettes, song called Junko Ozawa. It's from the record 2016 Atomized, which was released on February 17th of this year digitally, April 21st in physical form on Beat Dies Records. And then their vinyl version came out on Record Store Day, very limited. So if you can pick that up, you should, because the Ravenettes are a pretty good band. This is their eighth LP. It's a little uneven. It's a collection of singles that were released monthly over the past year. Some of it works, some of it doesn't, but I thought that one was pretty snappy. For those of you who don't recall, the Ravenettes are a duo of Sonny Rose Wagner and Sharon Fu. Before that, we heard Young Pioneers. The song's called High Again. It's from their self-titled debut, High Again, which was released on K Records on May 19th. You might have heard of Young Pioneers if you've been in the Seattle Olympia area for a long time. They formed in the early 80s. They were associated with Beat Happening. They disbanded in 1987, reformed 25 years later, and finally they've got an LP out, and it's a pretty good one. It's what you would expect from old punk rockers who figured out how to play their instruments after 25 years, but still try to capture the energy of their youth. It's got three out of the four original members, so they must be friends for a long time. And then we started everything off in that set with one of my favorite bands, White Reaper, who the song's called Party Next Door. It's from the record The World's Best American Band. And I'd be hard-pressed to say that they're not up there with some of my favorites like the OCs. Came out on April 7th on Polyvinyl Records. It's their second LP. It's 32 minutes of 70s-inspired DIY awesomeness, and highly enjoyable. Those guys are out of Louisville. Coming up next, and we're moving things pretty quickly today, is some Canadians. And in honor of Canada Day, which just passed, this is Holorado, and the song is called Better Than the Cure.
Oh, a while to get right here, to say goodbye to the boy in the mirror. He woke up sick in a cold motel. No handful of vitamins is gonna make him well. How can I be sure?
And there you have Daddy Issues. Song's called I'm Not. It's from the record Deep Dream, which came out on Infinity Cat on May 19th. That's kind of a grunge pop act led by Jenna Monahan. They're out of Nashville. I don't know too much about them, but I enjoyed the record. Before that, we heard Future Islands, a song called North Star from the record The Far Field. Came out on 4AD Records on April 7th. That's their fifth LP from this Baltimore synth-pop act. It's probably their best record. I really enjoyed this. It's very emotional. They could have probably toured their last record singles for another 5 years, but this record explores some pretty dark areas, and it's really well put together. I enjoyed everything about it. And then we started everything off in the set with Colorado. The song's called Better Than the Cure from the record Born Yesterday, which came out on Royal Mountain Records on April 14th this year. It's the third LP from this Ottawa, Ontario, Canada rock band. And I found interesting that three of the four members of the group all lived on the same street and still together. Pretty cool. I guess they're really popular in Canada. Don't know too much about Canadian music anymore, having left the country more than 30 years ago, so I'm not really in touch with that scene, but I enjoyed that record as well. Coming up next is our last full three-song block, and I think you'll find this kind of interesting. It's a bunch of old stuff, and when I say old, some of this dates back to the 70s, but I really enjoyed this, and I think you'll enjoy it too. We're going to start off everything with Peter Hook and the Light. The song's called The Drawback, which, if you're familiar with Joy Division, is on the record Unknown Pleasures. Here you go.
You define description of sympathize, I can sympathize. You know I've been there too. Just keep the faith. Why should we wait? There is a place for me and you. We'll stand the test. I'll do my best. Lord will do the rest. We'll make it through.
Well, there's a Northern Soul classic you can play over and over. Of course, if you're into mod, then you'd like that. That was the Valentine's Breakaway. It was released in July 1970. It was on Soundstage Records in the U.S., and then it was reissued a couple of times on Burn Records in the U.K. It was actually the B-side to a track called If You Love Me, Really Love Me. It was written by Mark Gaydon and Buzz Kaysen. And that's a pretty catchy tune, so that's why I put it on. Before that, we heard Miracle Legion, You're My Blessing, from the record Portrait of a Damaged Family, which came out on Mezzotint Records originally in 1987, but it was re-released on April of last year. Miracle Legion was on par with REM and should have been, could have been huge. Primarily, it's Mark Mulcahy. He was tied up in litigation for a whole bunch of years, couldn't release stuff. And that record, his last record, was released into relative obscurity. But, you know, here it is re-released. It's his fourth LP. And it's a really good record. I mean, wow. And I think that You're My Blessing is a good example of what the record sounds like. And then we start everything off with Peter Hook and the Light. The song is called The Drawback. It's from Unknown Pleasures Live in Leeds Volume 3, which came out on Record Store Day, April 22nd of this year. The Joy Division and New Order bassist put out four live records. First of these was Unknown Pleasures, which recorded on November 29th, 2012. Played in sequence over a couple of albums. Then the Closer record was recorded on May 18th of 2011 in Manchester. And then Movement and Power and Corruption Lies recorded on November 22nd, 2013. They're all out on vinyl. They're all excellent soundboard recordings, and you should really look for them. Anyway, we're coming up to the end of Tales from the Dropbox, episode 82, as I said at the beginning. I hope you enjoy it. Look for me on dropboxnotes.net. We're going to finish everything off today with Lola Marsh, which is a Tel Aviv duo of Yael Shana Cohen and Gil Landau. And I think you really like this song. She's got a terrific voice. It's from the record Remember Roses, which came out on June 9th. And so here you go. Wishing Girl. Lola Marsh, peace out.
Now, darling, if you fall, I'll be there to hold you. 'Cause I gave you my soul long time ago, 'cause you are my lonely star, and your wishing girl, 'cause you